Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Jakeish, and everybody around the world? How you doing today? How's the weather in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, the sun is shining. It's about 80 degrees outside. And it's beautiful. Yes, Las Vegas is the place to be. With the entertainment and the beautiful sunshine and all of the beautiful women that are in Las Vegas. Nevada has it all right now, right here, all day long. That's right. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm so happy to be here in Las Vegas, I could just shit. Oh, I'm just having a good time, people. Don't mind my language. I'm just having a ball. I'm happy to be here. The weather's good, and I don't have to worry about getting cold out here while I do my radio show. I'm outside, and I'm enjoying the weather to the maximum. I got beautiful girls walking in and out of the club and walking by my window into the radio station, and it's beautiful. I am just enjoying the sight. Hey, baby, how you doing? Oh, you looking good, girl. Yes, you are. Oh, yeah. And that girl behind you is looking good, too. Oh, wait, baby, you can come see me any day. That's right. Yep, I'm G Money. That's right. That's me. That's me. That's my picture. Yep, that's me. I'm G Money. I'm the one on the radio talking to everybody in Las Vegas and all around the world. Yes, I'm having a good time today. It's a good day. It's what's the date? It's March 26th. Actually, today is my little brother's birthday. Today is the 26th. Randy Girard, today is your birthday, little brother. I hope you're enjoying yourself and you're not into too much trouble. I hope they're not giving you a whole bunch of shit where you are. I hope you have a good day and you enjoy the blessing that God is giving you today for your life. That's right. I pray for you, Lord. Give him a good day. Bless him and make him have a satisfactory day. And bless all the people around him so that all the evil stays away from him. And he has a good day today, Lord. And I pray that everybody in his family has a good day. And all of his friends and his associates have a good day. So that evil doesn't surround him at all. May he have a good day. And I want to thank and look after my little brother, all you COs that are looking after the people that are in that penitentiary area. You take care of my little brother. You make sure that he's blessed and he's guided with guidance and purity all around him, all day to day. Thank you, Jesus, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, my brother is 50. Oh, how old is he today? He's 50. 62. He's 57 today. Good God, my little brother's getting old as me. He's 57 today. Yes, we want to wish him a happy birthday. And little brother, I'm sending my best wishes out to you. And from your other brothers, we all wish you well. And we're going to sing a song. Maybe we have a birthday song from him. Papa D, do we have a birthday song that we can play for my little brother? What do you think? Do we have a Stevie Wonder or Happy Birthday by Kool and the Gang or something like that? Anything to wish him happy birthday to let him know we're thinking about him on his birthday. So, what do you think? Do we have something for him? DJ Papa D, can you play a birthday song for our little brother since he's celebrating his 57th birthday today?
Yeah, I don't have anything queued up, but we can play something a little bit later in the show.
Okay, sounds good. Well, anyway, let's see. We already talked about football that came on yesterday, that played this weekend. So we're not going to talk about any sports. And we already talked about Donald Trump, how he was pardoned for coercing with the Russians to get elected in America. And we want to let that go. We don't want to concentrate on that because there's nothing we can do about it now. Because he is the president, and he's the big kahuna right now, even though he had $1 million before he became president. So he didn't get to be president because he had money. He was already large and in charge. So we don't even want to talk about him like that. And we just hope that he get his shit together and he gets good things going on in America, because we need the guidance and we need the direction of our country to be in the right perspective for us to have a good country. Excuse me. We want to have good things going on. With him president and leading the way, it should be good things. And we want to tell everybody that's doing all the investigations on the president and on his team and on his company, let it go. Let it go. And just guide him in the right direction. We need some guidance. Give Donald Trump some guidance so that he can get his shit together and he can direct our country in the right direction. That's what we need right now. So I don't want to start ranting on Donald Trump, but he needs to get his shit together and take our country in the right direction. And he needs to do it now. Not later, but now. Not right now, but right now. That's right. We need him to get his shit together right now. Starting today, not tomorrow, but today. We want him to be right. So, other than that, I ain't got nothing to say about our government, because everybody seems to be getting jobs. So that's a good thing. The employment rate is going up, and people are happy. The cost of living went up. The minimum wage went up. So good things are happening in the country. I talked to some of my sisters that came in from California, and they're in Las Vegas, and they got jobs. They're working, so I'm happy about that. Everybody seems to be doing okay on my end. So everybody around the world, get your shit together, people, because it's going to be a good summer. This is 2019, and it's going to be a great year. So, anyway, Papa D, play a song and then drop a commercial spot and drop a comedy clip because we want to let them know that we're in the building, huh? And we'll be back in a minute for more of our show today. That used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on in apartments, and my vacant apartments that I moved into, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And yeah. We're having our 200th show celebration on April 29th, 2019. We're going to have a party on the radio. So look forward to listening to the radio show on April 29th, 2019 for our 200th.
Rising, surprising, advising, realizing she's sizing me up. Her bikini small, heels tall. She said she liked the ocean. She showed me a beach, gave me a peach, and pulled out the suntan lotion. Now, I'm getting fast, but this girl was faster. She was looking for a real good time.
I want to announce that we're having our 200th show celebration on April 29th, 2019. We're going to have a party on the radio. So look forward to listening to the radio show on April 29th, 2019 for our 200th show celebration.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business because that was my fraternity name. And I was the stepmaster for our step team. You know, every fraternity does marches that they put on when they have a Greek show. And I was the leader of my step team. And we had put our march team together in 1979 after I pledged and became a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So I was going around leading all the marches, and we were marching in all the competitions. And after we marched in 81, I said, well, when we march in 82, we're going to be ready. So the whole year we marched. Every Wednesday was Greek day, and we came out on the yard at the University of California at Davis, and we stepped. We put on a step show. We got new steps every week, and we got on and put on a new step show. We entertained the students at UC Davis with our fantastic step routine. And I was the leader, and I set the steps off. Every time we got out there to step, we would be dressed in blue pants and white shirts with white letters on our shirts. And I would be dressed in white pants with a blue shirt and blue letters on my shirt. Oh, man, I would be just the opposite because I was the leader. So I had to look different. And we would go out every week, every Wednesday at 12 noon, we would go to the quad, which was the lunch area, and they had a big patio area. And we would get out there and we would put on a show. And I would start off by saying, brothers, by Sigma brothers, are you here? And they would say, yeah, brother, we're here. I said, calling all Sigmas to the floor. Oh, Phi Beta, we got one Sigma and we need some more. Oh, Phi Beta. And the brothers would come out the stand, and they would come out stomping. Womp, womp, womp. Phi Beta, womp, womp, womp. Phi Beta Sigma, womp, womp, womp. Phi Beta, womp, womp, womp. Phi Beta Sigma in the house, y'all. And I'd get them up there, and I'd say, line up, frat. And we had our step team, and it was about eight brothers strong. And we would stand out there in line, and they would be ready to march. And I'd say, brothers, step right. and they would step to the right. Then I said, brother, step to the left, and they would step to the left. And I say, doggy style, and then they would step, doggy style, woo, woo, doggy style. And we had a step called doggy style, and it was a clap, step, step, clap, step, step, stomp, clap, step, step, stomp. And we put on that march, and everybody watched as we got into a formation, and we got into a circle, and we just started going around in a circle, and we were saying, step, dog, step, step, dog, step, dog, step, step, dog, Phi Beta Sigma, get down, want to get down, oh yeah, Phi Beta Sigma, get down, we want to get down. And I said, brothers, and they go, yes, big brother, serious business, yes. And I go, get down, brothers, do the double step. And they would double step, and then they'd straighten up and say, brother. And I'd say, yes, little brothers, what do you want? And they'd say, doggy step, brother, big brother. The doggy step. And I'd say, okay, let's doggy step on two times, on three times, on four times, march it up four times, on two times, on three times, march it up, doggy charge it up. And they would be stomping, and everybody be clapping, and we'd have the whole audience. It would be about 300 black students out there watching us throw down. And we had the A5A, that's the black fraternity of men that wear black and gold. And then we had the Kappa Alpha Psi, that's K-A Psi, or Phi Nu Pi, a frat so nice. They had to name it twice. They wear red and white. And then we had Omega Psi Phi fraternity, which were purple and gold, and they were the dogs on the yard. And they were the cute dogs, Omega Psi Phi. And we'd get out there and say, brothers, Sigma dogs on the yard. We'd say, brothers, let's step down, huh? Let's throw down, huh? And we would start stepping. Step, step, clap, 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 step, step, step. And everybody would go, wow, look at him get down. And we would march, and we would throw down, and then we'd march off the yard saying, yep, we came. We conquered and we swooped. Woo, we came. We conquered and we swooped. Woo, we came. We conquered and we swooped. Woo! And we walk off, and then we open the yard up for anybody else that wanted to get out there and throw down. But nobody wanted to compete with Phi Beta Sigma Steppers out of UC Davis. They knew we were the dogs on the yard, and they couldn't compete with us. So nobody would step with us that day. And we'd go off the yard, and we'd go over to our sweetheart. And we had 30 girls that were our sweethearts, and we'd go and hug and kiss them, and they would clap for us and applaud for us, and we'd walk off the yard with the girls following behind us. And everybody knew the blue and white brothers was the crew to be with, and we would go off, and that would be the end of the day. And then we come out next week, and we say, Sigmas on the yard. Anybody want to march with the dogs on the yard? And everybody look at us, and we come out, and I say, brothers on the yard. I say, brothers stepping on the yard. And we come out, and we do a triple step. Do, 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 do. And we go, yeah, brothers. And it sounds like we have a commercial break. So I got to take a pause for the cause. And Papa D, play a song, drop a commercial spot, and drop a comedy clip. And we'll be back some more with our Stepping on the Yard show in a minute.
Yeah.
down on West on Washington at the Washington skating rink. I went down to the bowling alley complex where my mama used to bowl. It was called Midtown Bowl, and they had World on Wheels skating rink down there. And I went to World on Wheels, and I went in there, and David was working as a skate patrol, because I told you David skated real good because his daddy owned Washington skating rink. So he got a job at World on Wheels because they had more girls down on World on Wheels. So he'd go to World on Wheels, and we'd be skating. And I got in free because I knew David, and he got me in. So I would get in, and I'd be skating around, and all. I was doing all my fancy tricks and stuff. And they had a lot of skaters because that was in South Central L.A., so they had a lot of fancy skaters. They had guys and girls that go to the skating rink all the time. And they would be skating up a storm. So I was learning all the new little skating tricks. And I was doing the best I could do. But I was learning all the new tricks. So I was getting to be pretty good on skates. I could always skate backwards. And I could crisscross. And I could skate on my front wheels and then skate on my back wheels. I was really good. I could twist. I was good. So I was skating real fancy down at World on Wheels. Yep, I used to hang out down there, and it was pretty good until I got to be a little older. And then I didn't go to the skating rink anymore. Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? You know, I'm telling you the story about my fraternity and their step team that I was the march master. I was the step leader of our step team. And we stepped at everywhere from 1981 all the way to May of 82. We stepped for a whole year. We stepped at every college campus in Northern California. We went to Sacramento State and stepped on the yard. And then after we threw down in Sacramento, we went to San Francisco. And we threw down at UC San Francisco. That's right, the University of California at San Francisco. And then we went to San Francisco State University. And we stepped on the yard there. And all the frats came out to watch the Sigmas throw down. Because they were surprised. They hadn't seen no brothers in the blue and white. We we hadn't invaded Northern California yet, so everybody was surprised when the boys came out in blue and white and was stepping on the yard. Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. And we were putting on a show. And then we went to UC Berkeley and we went on campus and threw down at the dance at UC Berkeley. That's the University of California at Berkeley. Yes, we went up there and showed them what the blue and white could do. And we stomped all over their yard. And then we went to San Jose and we stepped in a state competition at San Jose State, which was the Northern California stepping competition capital. And we went up there and threw down on state campus. And then we came back to UC Davis and stepped again. Every week we were throwing down. We were getting ready for the May Black Family Week in May at UC Davis. And when the showtime showed up at UC Davis, we were ready. We had been stepping for a whole year, and we were ready. And we had put together a fantastic step show, which everybody was surprised to hear that we had gotten new steps. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping. And everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. Yep, we had white shoes, white pants, blue and white shirts. Oh, we came out dressed immaculately. And we were throwing down, and everybody was watching us, and oh, we threw down, and we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I took it personal, like they had said, go, Gregory, go, serious business, do your thing, boy. And I put a couple of extra steps in there. And when it was time for us to do a double clap and then do a stutter step, I forgot the stutter step. And I went from a double clap to a triple clap. And I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different. And I said, hold up, brother, let's start again. Let's go. And we started doing the step move. And I was thinking we're going to start from the beginning and work our way back through the triple clap. But some of the brothers in the line didn't know I meant start at the beginning. They thought I meant just start over where we messed up at. So they got confused, and I was doing one thing, and the brothers in the front of the line were doing something else, and the brothers in the back of the line were doing something different. So everybody was doing something different, and we all got confused, and the people in the audience knew we had messed up, and they started saying, you should practice at home. You don't come to the show and practice. And we were feeling all bad, and we were feeling upset, and we finished the show, and we marched off the field, and I was furious with my brothers because I thought somebody had messed up. I didn't think it was me, but after I thought about it for years, and it's been 40 years, since we've done the step show, and I thought about it every week, every night before I went to sleep. I thought about it. How did we mess up? We were so ready. We had marched all year. We were just ready. And I realized that I was the one that messed up the step by doing something totally different. And it was because of me that we didn't win the championship. And our brothers from L.A. came up again, and they put on a perfect step routine, and they won first place at our show. So they came up 2 years in a row and won first place at our step competition. And we were embarrassed. And so we went to San Jose State the next year, and we finished second place, which was our first trophy, but we couldn't enjoy it because the brothers that won first place was the brothers from L.A. They went up there and took first place again. So everywhere the Sigma stepped, everybody expected the brothers from L.A. to come up and win the show. But we were the best stepping chapter in Northern California. Why did L.A. have to come up and outstep us? That's what we were upset about. But they did. Every show, they took first and we took second. We could never improve our step to get first place. All right, well, that's the end of my step show. My times in college when I was the step master. Face to say serious business, alias the dance master, student of the martial arts and professor of the verbal rap ability. Is there anything we can do for you today, sir? And I'd be like, no, brothers, we just stepping. And now it's time for a commercial break. So, Papa D, play a song and drop another commercial spot. And we'll be back with more of the show.
Come on, man.
Rest.
going to have a ball, a party on the radio. So pay attention and remember to listen to the radio show on April 29th, 2019 for our 200th show celebration. And I went to Long Beach to the Mardi Gras, and I wanted to dance Male Exotic there, and I wanted them to hire me. But they said I had to have a couple of people. I had to come in with two or more dancers before they would hire me. They wouldn't hire me by myself as a dancer. I had to have a team. So at the time, I had teams, but I didn't have phone numbers for all these guys. So I went in, and they told me I couldn't dance. So they had a dancing contest, and I went in with a white girl. This girl had soul. Oh, she could dance her butt off. She danced better than a lot of black girls I know. And one time we got in a dance contest, and I stripped. I broke it down. I took everything off until I had a G-string left. And I had a gold rope chain around my waist, and that was it. And the girls loved the show. They were excited. They came and they kissed and hugged me. In fact, a few of them gave me some tips while I was dancing. But afterwards, the managers of the bar and grill told me they didn't want any Male Exotic dancers unless I had a group. And that was what happened at the Mardi Gras. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Phi Beta Sigma fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activities. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. The fundraiser is in the month of April, so look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless, and I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment,
This is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? It is my friend's birthday, and we are celebrating his 57th birthday today in the month of March. March 26th is his birthday, and we want to wish him happy birthday. Randy, we're thinking about your little brother. We are really thinking about you as we celebrate your birthday. Maybe not with you, but at the same time you're having your birthday, we're celebrating in your honor. So, me and DJ Papa D and
happy birthday
with you. It's a good thing. Yes. And I want to thank Papa D for his engineering skills, for his music selections that we played on your birthday. And I want to say thank you, everybody, for listening to today's radio show. And we'll see you on Thursday and on Friday as we broadcast from 3 to 4. In honor of the homeless on Friday. So, have a drink on us on our birthday, for my brother's birthday today. Have a drink for his 57th birthday. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world. Have a drink for my brother today. And I'm out of here. Bye.
Love.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.